T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, fans and the pros. Mike Haas here in New Orleans. Deuce McAllister is in Alabama, where he will be calling a game for the SEC tomorrow, and a big one tomorrow morning in the SEC. LSU against Mississippi State, 11 o'clock kickoff for ESPN. And Chris Budden, the sideline reporter with ESPN, joins us now to talk about the game. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Sure. I guess, first off, one of my favorite headlines I've seen in a while was that Derek Stingley is very questionable to play at Mississippi State. I hadn't seen that one before, and so that's a good one. Yeah. I guess as you look at this game, you know, and you've talked to the coaches and players, how do you see this one? I mean, last year State puts up 623 yards passing and 5 touchdowns. How do you look at? How do you see it?
Yeah, and Stingley wasn't there for that game, so it kind of gives you a look at what could happen if he's not in there. I mean, this isn't the NFL, so we're not getting doubtful, questionable. We're getting very questionable, which doesn't sound very promising. I mean, listen, if you re-aggravate an injury that kept you out all of fall camp, that doesn't look very good or sound very good. So I don't know anything official. It doesn't sound like he will play. You know, and missing him and, you know, missing Andre Anthony, you know, your defensive leader that, you know, that brought so much. I think it'll be tough for LSU if they don't have Stingley tomorrow.
Well, when I look at it, you know, LSU better not be playing man-to-man the complete game when you talk about those 600 yards against that Mike Leach offense. But just tell us a little bit about this Mississippi State team losing a game last week, or at least on the scoreboard against Memphis that – you know, outside of the punt return and maybe some other questionable calls, they should have won. What have things been like with Coach Leach and that team up in Starkville?
Well, you know, Coach Leach doesn't really like to talk a lot about football. He likes to talk about other things when you meet with them. But just in talking with the players, this team a lot more confident than they were last year. I think there was this narrative that of, oh, no, like 20-plus people are transferring. Well, that's what happens when a new coach comes in and comes in with a completely different scheme. And it takes a different kind of person and, you know, athlete to play for Mike Leach. And you need different kind of pieces around him. And he's getting that. You know, they have 4 transfers that came over from Power 5 schools. And, you know, Will Rogers is, you know, Leach has never played a true freshman before. And he played last year and he's really kind of caught up quickly. So I think you're starting to see a team that's putting it all together and starts to have more confidence in what they're doing just because his system is so unique. But, like, Will Rogers ran that in high school. Like, his dad coached him, and he grew up, like, knowing this offense. And so it's starting to kind of see the wheels clicking for him.
Have you had a chance to talk to Coach O?
We did yesterday before the Stingley news came out.
Now, I apologize. Is part of your responsibilities to interview the coaches as they head into the halftime locker room? It's always a tough job.
It is. For Coach O, it's not that bad. I actually have always enjoyed my time with him. Mike Leach, the halftime interview, is a athletic challenge because he makes you run and walk with him. And if you're able to keep up with him, then you get an interview. And if you are not, I covered him a lot when I worked with Fox and I did a bunch of Apple Cups. And one year I trying to run with him and tripped over a pylon and fell flat on my face in the middle of an interview. So the halftime Leach interview was probably the biggest challenge in college football.
Chris, when you look at both of these coaches and just, I guess, where they are with their program, and, you know, I don't want to call it Bill stage for Coach Leach, because, I mean, I know, I understand and know that's what he has going on, but, you know, I think from a fan base standpoint, and really this is for both of those guys, do you seem to see that there's maybe they're restless in a sense? I mean, because the stretch for both of these guys, when you look at it from the SEC standpoint, it's going to be real interesting, because if LSU doesn't win, people are calling for maybe Coach O to be let go. And, you know, I know Coach Leach, it may be not that far, but there are some kind of rumors, we'll put it in a sense.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the chatter will be much more around Coach O if he loses. A, because, you know, that town has a taste of success very recently. And you just usually don't see teams that win national championships drop off that quickly. I think Mike Leach has a lot longer leash. I think the question is, does the air raid work in the SEC? And last year there was that narrative of, oh, well, you know, you can't do that against these defenses. But I think also that Mississippi State's proven that they can recruit defensively. I mean, they have some of the two best corners in the league. So I think he's got a lot longer leash than Coach O does, just in terms of, you know, there's also been a lot of other stuff off the field, and, you know, all of that plays into it.
11 o'clock in the morning. That's pregame stuff at 10:45-ish, right? I mean, it's just that's a unique atmosphere, and it's challenging for both football teams.
Yeah, I know that Coach O said that, you know, he doesn't love it. Hey, broadcasters love it because we get home on a Saturday night, right, Deuce? But I, you know, listen, if you're a college kid in this kind of town that didn't get to come to games last year, if you're not up at 7 a.m. starting, you know, to tailgate and can get there, I understand it's hard for the athletes, but, you know, there's three time slots, you know. Not everyone gets an evening game.
I agree with you, Chris. And when you look at it as far as playing early, you know, from an athlete standpoint, they may not like it, but for us, the broadcasters, you're exactly right. You get home, and so that's always something that you consider. It should be rocking up in Starkville tomorrow. It's going to be early, but I think you should enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the Cowboys. Last time I was here, it was for baseball, and it has some of the best atmosphere you'll find in all of college sports for baseball. So excited to hear the Cowboys tomorrow.
That you will. Chris Budden, she'll be sidelines with Dan Orlovsky and Bob Wischusen, who will be making the call for ESPN. 11 o'clock, LSU at Mississippi State. Appreciate your time, continued success, and good luck tomorrow morning.
Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.